Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah over here is going to continue discussing the Oifanim of a Maisu Yitzicha HaMuchuyeves, B'Misas Herik, and the Oifanim that are not Muchuyev. Niskaven Laharek Zabahemo, V'horek Esa'odam. He shot through a rock, whatever it was, at a Behemo. L'Maisa, he killed a person. Most of us would just say in one word that this is a Shoigig. But this is not your classic shoygig we have in the second parak of Maseches Makis, where a person is doing something clearlessly. He's fixing his roof, he's walking, he's climbing, and he lands on somebody, kills him. There's no kavona to kill at all. He was careless in what he did, and there's a shoygig. Over here, there was an intent to do a maisa harigo. And Lamaisa, like you have Lemech and Parshas Bereshis, he thought that it was a chay. Lamaisa, he killed the person. So in the Skaven Lagas of Behemoth, Vahargas Odom, or he was Miskaven Levi Kachom, Vahargas Yisrael. The Skaven Lenefolim, Nefolim is a Vlad that's not a Ben Kayoma. Either a baby is born and there's something physically deficient and he's not, he can't live, or he's born premature enough. Times of Chazal, the Nitunim were different than ours. And the Gemara describes that a Ben Shmoyne, a Ben Shiva, there's a Ben Shiva who's really, that was his proper time to be born. Then there's a L'Chodesh Neled L'Shmoyne Chadashim, which is considered deficient, and that he is considered an Eifel. So Mela, there's no Chiyuv Misa. The Gemara grabbed the Dashans from Apostles. Apostles says, Maka Ish, Ish L'mayit Nefolim. Child of Adar the Chiv Ritzich is the same thing as an adult. So Lamaisa, he was miskaven to kill somebody who there's no Chiyuv. L'nefolim, the Mishnah goes from Minakal Lakovit. L'arg Zabahem is a Maisa Mazik. It's B'chlal not a Maisa Ritzich. So over there, Mamish, he wasn't Mecham to a Maisa Ritzich, yet a Maisa Hariga, yeah, not a Maisa Ritzich. A Goy is a Maisa not Ritzich as Yisrael. Nefolim is Ritzich as Yisrael, Rachman al Tzlom, but Lamaisa wasn't miskaven to kill a Bar Chiyuva. He was. V'horek is Ben Kayomo. Daloch is Potter. Even if, obviously the Chiddush over here is, has to come with Edus and Asro. We're talking over here where it has the regular protocol of Chiyuv Misa for a regular Ritzich, except that he wasn't miskaven. So what are we talking about? What was the Asro? Well, they give him Asro. Not to kill Yisrael, he wasn't planning killing Yisrael. They gave Masura not to kill a Behema, an Oivikachom, a Nefel. There's no Chiv on them. So you look at Taisis Yom Tiv, and the Medubar over, you have to take it a step further. The Medubar over here has to be, they Taka gave him a Hasra, that when he's shooting, he's not shooting at a Behema, but it's nice to go on a hunting trip, or maybe it's not so nice, but he went. On the hunting trip, there were people surrounding the animal. So they told him, you know, you're going to shoot the behema. If you're off by a few centimeters, you're going to kill a person. He says, I feel lucky. So that's cool that he's a Musar of Oymid. In every Hasra, by the way, there's not sugis so much by us, but there's sugis in different places in Shas, is that he has to be the Musra, the person who's getting the Hasra, has to be Mekabal that he's doing the Aver Adai to Dahachi. He knows he's getting Hasra. He knows that he's going to be Chayiv Misa Bezen. He's doing it anyway. So what did he say over here? That he wants to kill a person? He wants to kill a Bar Kayoma, but he's shooting at an Eifel? Yeah. He said, I'm shooting with the intention that if I kill a Bar Kayoma, that I'm going to be Mechuyiv, I'm an Askan Ariyasa. That if I kill the Mice, I will be Chay Misa. See, he was Mekabel the Hasuro, and he did it. The Mice is interesting. You look over here, Tvesro, Barichus, the other Mepharshim. L'chayr, there's a Musik that's called Hasuro Sofik. There are various where a person does a Maisa Averi, he gets Hasra. Now, even if he does that Maisa, it's not clear whether at the end of the road there'll be a full Chiv. It's called Hasra Sofik. L'mashul, the case that's in the Gemara is where he made a Shvua that he's going to eat today a loaf of bread. And they gave him Hasra at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You better eat because you're going to be over your Shvua. And he says, I have time. So right now they're giving him a clear hasra, and the amaisa avera, or in this case the lack of, is definitive. It's about not eating. It's clear what the avera is. Afilo hochi, since 12 o'clock, could be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, at seif hayoim, it's an oimid besofik, and because of that the Gemara calls it hasra sofik, And we paskin that Hasura Sofik, Lav Shmei Hasura. The reason why it's not the same thing is because over there, the Hasura was given on a specific Maisa, to do or not to do. And if he listens to that, there's still an Avera that's Omid Besofik, like we just explained the case. In the case where we're describing, even if he's going to violate the Hasura, he's Mekabel Hasura, and he taka shoots. Lemaisa, there's no way of knowing that it'll fear us in a ritzicha. So if I can't, even according to Mandama, the Hasura Sofik, Shmei Hasura, over here it won't be a Hasura. But it's completely different. There's no Sofik on the definitive Maisa. There's a Sofik over here whether this Maisa that he's going to do is a Maisa Ritzicha at all, whether it will be a Maisa Ritzicha Mukhoyevis. Therefore, it's Patul Kuliyam. Niskavin Lakoisi Al Mosnov, he was Mechavin to hit him on his chest, other parts of the body. A blow of that intensity to that part of the body will not kill him. And Lamaisa, I said a chest, Mosnov is lower down. And Lamaisa, he hit him with force straight against his heart, he triggered a heart attack. At that point of impact, it will kill. Because he wasn't miskaven. Same idea, he wasn't miskaven. The mitzvah is different. The idea is again that he wasn't miskaven. Niskaven lakoyis aliba. What happens if I cared? He was mechavin to give him a makas sheyesh b'kidei lahomis. V'hoyibah kidei lahomis aliba. B'lamaisa v'holchale almosnov. V'loy hoyibah kidei lahomis almosnov. It wasn't strong enough. It shouldn't have killed him if it lands on the lower parts of his body. V'meis b'cholzois. He died. Potter. The halacha is he still died. L'maisa why? Because the maisa isn't a maisa kidei lahomis. The first case is a p'tur, even though it's a hakor kedei lahomis, because he wasn't miskaven on hakor kedei lahomis. The second case, it's not a hakor felt in the maisa, not in the kavona. It's a greater p'tur. Here's another case. Niskaven lahaksis agodl, to hit somebody tall, strong. V'lohayubah kedei lahomis, agodl. V'hochalo lakot l'maisa, he hit somebody, the blow landed on somebody weak. V'hoyubah kedei lahomis, agodl v'meis potter. Because Lamaisa, he wasn't miskaven a hakor kedei lahomis. What about faket? Miskaven lahaksis hakotin v'hoyba kedei lahomis hakotin. He was doing a hakor sheyesh ba kedei laharig. V'hol chola ala godel v'hoyba kedei lahomis hagodel v'meis. For whatever reason, the godel's heart gave out. He had a heart attack from the hakor, even though Batsim shouldn't have. So Potter, why could then the etzemaisa felt not a maisa kedei lahomis? Last case, avon miskaven lahakis al mosnov. The force was great enough. Even though the blow didn't come out where he wanted, but he wanted to do a hakor sheyesh b'kedei ritzicha, and he did do a hakor sheyesh b'kedei ritzicha. The same is true. Niskaven lahakas is hagodl. V'hoyibah kedei lahomis is hagodl. L'maisa v'hochol alakot yit hakotin. So again, it's a hakor sheyesh b'kedei lahomis, and it was v'meis chayiv. There is chayiv. Reb Shimon Omer, I feel in this kavan laharik, ezev v'horag ezev potu. This is already a new shita. Inherent in that last arichus that we just learned is that there's no ptur, the fact that he meant to hit Reuven, he hit Shimon. It just has to be a mechavin lahakos kedei lahomis, and it has to be a maisa of hakos sheyesh kedei lahomis. But the etzem fact that he meant Reuven and he killed Shimon, what's the difference? He wanted to do a ritzicha, he did do a ritzicha. What's the difference between Shimon? Reb Shimon, the Tanya Reb Shimon holds that he's potter. Where does this come from? Reb Shimon has exes hakosuf. The posuk in Pasha Shoftim by Ritzach adds an extra nekuda. Posuk says v'orav loy, he was hiding in ambush for him. V'komalov, he attacked him. V'ko nefesh, he gave him hakol sheyesh b'kedei lahomis v'meis, he died. What's v'orav loy? That extra v'orav loy is that he was in ambush for him. That's the specifics. So you look at the Ram, the Tosfos Yom Tov, there's a Nekuda and Pshat here. The Mishnah could have said Reb Shimon Poiter on the last case. The way we explained the Mishnah in his Kam Lach Zagot, Lahomis Akotin. See, he wanted to kill Reuven, he killed Shimon. He should have said Reb Shimon Poiter. He doesn't say that. Reb Shimon Oimi, he speaks it out. He's going on the ratio. The ratio's case of Niskaven Laharag Zabahim, of Horak Adam, the Mashmos is that the only reason why you're potter is only because he wasn't mechaven to do hakoshesh b'gedei lahomis. But what happens if he was mechaven to do hakoshesh b'gedei lahomis? Then he's chayv. On that, Reb Shimon Omer afilu one person to another person's potter. That's the way to read in pshat the Mishnah. But the idea is the same. Mishnah Gimel roitzeach shenisarav ba'acherim kulon pturim. One person is standing. There are three people together. One of them shot and killed somebody. You don't know which of the three. You can't grab all three and kill one of them. Kulon pturim. It's pashut. If you don't know for sure somebody's the roitzeach, how could you kill him? So yeah, look at the Rav. The Rav brings from the Gemara that afilu echem eshneim muchzik bechsidus b'yaduah shehu lo yizor kachetz. You know who the roitzeach was. Two people mixed up. One of them is a bavusta serial killer, and one of them is a tzaddik yisoid oivam. No, he was the tzaddik was giving was trying to get him to have a hirut tshuva. So you know who was the one who did the ma'aseh roitzeach. Afilu achi, you can't use that to kill. Look, it's still pashut, but the Mishnah speaks it out. And now the Mishnah gives another case. The next line, the Mishnah, is not understandable. Reb Yehuda Oimer Koinsin Oison, you put them lekipo. This is a term that's used to say a closed room. A kippah is kiviyachal a room. It's called a kippah, like a dome. It is a closed room, a completely sealed setting. And when you lock up a bunch of people in a domed room, eventually they're going to starve to death. It sounds like what Reb Yehuda is saying is, you take all these people, and you lock them up in a room, and heyoist is a retzech, yes, and they'll all die, which doesn't make sense. Of course, it can't be true. Because of that, the Gemara says that Pashut, that chsuim echsur v'hachikatani, the Rav brings, you have to say like this. There's a whole din that's being introduced over here. The din that we said about people, that when one person's mixed up with another, even the tzaddik with the rasha, that's partial. Now add another din. What happens to you have the same idea by Shvarim? You have a shor niskel. Shor niskel, let's say in the case where the shor was retzeach a person. So the halacha is as in Parshas Mishpatim, that the shor, hashor yisokel, after three times, the bailam also has his own yumos with a kapara, but the shor is chayv skilo. What happens, let's say a shor was a shor haniskel, and then it got mixed up with other shvarim. So the halacha is that you have to do away with all the shvarim. The reason for that is, even though Betzim only one of the shvarim is chayiv, is that all the shvarim become osu b'hanor. One of the dinim of a shor haniskel, besides for carrying out the sentence, is that it becomes osu b'hanor. The Torah says that that he can't be mishtamish in the bosor of the shor. They all become osur b'hanor because it's like a taruvis, like a pat that Isur Hanor fell into. A shtikel basa b'chalav fell into a pat, so there's bitul. There's bitul b'shishim, but over here, this is a balchai. And a balchai is a whole perek of taruvis and zvachim, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, but there are certain things that have a chshivus, they don't become batul. A live creature doesn't become batul. This is very negev, by the way, legabe worms. Legabe, can a bug that's alive become batul in a salad that has romaine lettuce? V'chule, you can extrapolate from this different areas in halacha. But in any case, over here, you have a bunch of shvarim mixed up. One in 100 shvarim doesn't become batul. So what do you have to do? You have to get rid of all of them. You're going to give all of them skila. Only one of them is chayiv is skila. So really, there's a tana over here in the Mishnah, a tana kama that holds that retzechshin is abachem kulum pturim. Now, what about a case of shvarim? Over there, you give all of them skila. I only one of them is chayv. Yeah, but you have to do away with all of them. Simela, in order to be kind of din skila, give all of them skila. On that, Reb Yehuda argues, says, no, you have to do away with all of them, fine, but you can't do skila to all of them. Skila is a din Torah. And it has to be done the way you would kill a retzeach. You're not going to kill 20 people if there's a retzeach hiding out amongst them. So Memela, the halach is kontinuous in the kippah, and that's the way you do away with the fact that there's a taruvis over here. That's how you have to read the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah makes a different point. Kol chayove misoy shenis arvu zebezeh. We're talking about different people mixed up. We diverged into shvarim. Now we're back to people. A bunch of people are on death's row, what they call today. One of them happens to be a retzeach, one of them is a mechal Shabbos, one of them is chayv chenek for arayis. Rachmanu litzlan. So Lamaisa, you have a bunch of Chayavim Misa and Savas Avazah. So now, they all Chayav Misa, that all of them have to die. That's Avada Poshut. The shell is which Misa? Says the Mishnah, Nidoinin Bekalo. If a person is Chayav Skiler Achman Alitzlan, Nichlal Nat is that you can give him the Misa Hakalo. So the Shaila is, of the four Misas Bezdin, Skila, Sreifa, Herik, Chenek, which one is more common? What's the Seder? So we just said it. Skila, Sreifa, Herik, Chenek. That's the way we always say it. We say it like that on Yom Kippur. And we had that earlier in the Mishnah. And that's the Ungenumenum. But now the Mishnah makes a little bit of a Nidin out of it. Haniskolim bin Nisrofin, Reb Shimon Oimer, Nidoinim b'Skila. Niskolim that are mixed up with Nisrofim get Skila, Sha Sreifa, Chamura. This is a very big Chiddush. This is a Das Yochid, Shittes Reb Shimon, that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. Tell him. V'chomim Nidoinim b'Sreifa, Sha Skila, Chamura. Sreifa is certainly less than Skila. Now, what is this Tolian? We can't use our visual to measure which one is more chum, which one is more kal, which one's more painful. They're all immediate. All of them. We had earlier, we said, ba'ifin ha memusin, is that it's all as painless as possible. So the chilik is not which one is more gory and which one is more painful. The shayla is in hilchis oynish. That has to be exes akosuf. So the Mishnah is going to learn this out from halachas mufurashos. There's a shock of a tayah. Amar lahen Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says the chacham, illahis sreva chamura, lo nitnan le baskoyin shezintza. Evidently, baskoyin shezintza, the Torah says, zavio hi mechalalas, that's a dover chomer ad ma'oid. It has to be that she's getting, mesvar, Rabbi Shimon is saying, that she's getting the oinish hachamura bi yoisev, vayis tois, chidish, that sreva is more than skill. Amru loy, where one is mamish in denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes sense that that's the Misa HaYoyser Chomer. Now, the truth of the matter is that it's hard to understand Shitzu of Shimon. Mechit Tesi, that just because the Torah upgraded regular Eishas Ish Shizintza, and the Torah said she's chayv a misa yoyser chamura saviyeh mechalalos, that that's the hachichomer. The tanya the chacham is compelling. Look at the Torah Yom Tov. There's one piece of information here that's Tosefes Knech, and that is that in the oynish of bas koyin shezinso, there's really three averus for a woman Rachman Litzlan who's mezana. The classic eshetish shezinso is bechenek. Naira hamoirosa, we've learned several times, is beskilo. Baskoyin shezintza is besreifa. What's the din of a baskoyin arusa, a baskoyin who's an naira hamoirosa, and she was mizana? Reb Shimon holds, he learns it out with a diuk in the pasuk, that a baskoyin who's a naira hamoirosa, we're going to give her sreifa. That's avir michalelos. He learns from that the Torah upgraded, the Torah held that the Sreifa is Yoyser Chomer from the Skila. The Skila must be a lesser thing. The Avihim Mechalalus makes her have to get even Sreifa. So from that he sees Sreifa as Yoyser Chomer from the Skila. That makes the logic over here a little bit more understandable. What the Chachom say back. So the Pashto Chachom argue. They'll say that Naira HaMeroso is a Baskoyin. Sreifa is Yoyser Kal. But now she has the Chomer of a Naira HaMeroso. She'll get Skila. And the fact that skilo is on ikre hadas, things that are mamish the aleph base of Yiddishkeit, that for her is clear. Even the arayis that are beskilo, we mentioned earlier that the arayis that are beskilo, this comes from Rav Sham Shumfal Hirshim, Parshas Kedoshim, seem to be the arayis which are not only taiva, incest, but the arayis that are mamish hashchos at its most basic level. A baal behema, mishkav zocha, these things are yoser chomer than arayis with the wrong person in a normal life. So well, that in Pashas Arayis itself, that the hachichomer is skilo. Okay, that's the machlokes tanoim. Now there's another machlokes to finish off the Mishnah. Hanerogim b'nechnokim. Again, we have our stomach of the Mishnah earlier. Skilo sreifa herik chenek, and we just said the Reb Shimon holds it's not skilo sreifa, it's sreifa skilo. And Reb Shimon says nerogim b'nechnokim. What's yoiser kal? Reb Shimon, I'm a besayif. That's the more kal. V'cham ma'im bechenek. So we pass like v'chamim. Reb Shimon says that hereg besayif is more kal. The Mishnah over here doesn't say a makar. Lomas the first machlokes. And here as well, the Gemara brings a makar. Take a look at the Tesis Yomtiv. And the makar goes like this. The people that are in the ear hanidachas, we mentioned this in the beginning of the perek. The ear hanidachas themselves, they don't have the regular din of skila. They have the din of saif. The avera of the madiach, the one who actually seduced them into being oved avodah zarah l'chora, has to be more chomer than the mudachim. The madiach l'chora has to be worse than all the mudachim. Says Reb Shimon, he learns out from the pasuk that the madiach is nidon bechenek, and they're besayif. It would seem that chenek is more chomer than saif. That's where Reb Shimon is coming from. The Chacham hold no. The Chacham hold that the Madiach is nidin b'skila. The Madiach is taka the same thing as the Mesa Madiach that was mentioned in Perek Zayin. The Einish that was changed is only the Mudochim. Since they're not being killed as Yechidim, they're being killed as a group. So well, they don't have the din of a regular Ovid Avod Zor. We made our own Tzushtel to sort of Merid B'malchus. That's what they like. So that's why it's B'sayif. But Avada, there's no din that the Madiach is Bechenek. So that would be the Makaris of this Machlokes. Why the Mishnah speaks out the Makar of the first Machlokes and not this one, it's a good challenge.